So we're talking about in Briti Shalom, we are fixing ourselves with B'ezrat Hashem. Azivat Ache, we said that talking about doing tshuva, and if you want to leave the sin, we said that one of the ways to do tshuva, the only way to do tshuva is to leave the sin. But how could one say I would leave the sin? Azivat Ache bilti efsharit bilti ha'etza shel ha'shayit bodedut. You cannot say I'm going to leave the sin without having this advice of an hour a day, which is itself a huge tikkun for a person's life. Listen to me carefully. Not me. Listen to what Rav was telling you. Only way to do tshuva is if you have an hour yibodedut. Why? Do real tshuva. You know, even without an hour here and there, you might do tshuva. You remember, oh, I did a sin. Hashem, tzlach lanu avim kichatanu, and you remember, and you'll say what you did. You do tshuva. But for a person to be a baal tshuva, to always do tshuva on every detail in his life, he cannot do that without having an hour he loses every day. He cannot. Okay, and if someone thinks he's doing tshuva, when he doesn't have this time of cheshbon nefesh that he fixes himself, he's lying to himself. What? Before Yom Kippur, he remembers now every detail of his life. In the 24 hours, he can still remember at least some of this stuff. And over the time, more and more. Every detail, everything. But if a brother doesn't do it every day, only once a year, what he thinks he remembers, what he did the whole year. How could he do tshuva? Dimyonot. Is that not true? You can't do tshuva like that. When someone has an hour, he tells Hashem every single day what he did from yesterday. Go through the day. Hashem, thank you that yesterday I did Yibodedut. After Yibodedut, I went home. I went home and I was a little bit upset. I got upset at my child. Oh, Hashem, help me. I never want to be upset. I still to be upset. Right? And then I ate and I made a bracha. Baruch Hashem, thank you Hashem, I made brachas. I ate with making a bracha. Thank you Hashem. And you go on through the day. Right? And then you see where you failed, you see where you have the tshuva, you see where all the good things, the bad things. You see everything, it's all Shulchan Aruch, it's in front of your eyes, you know what you did. And you're able to fix it. But you think, once a month you'll do tshuva? Once a year, when are you going to do tshuva? Before you die, Ashamnu, Bagadnu, Gazanu, then you remember, do vidu, I'm on my deathbed. That's tshuva. It's also an aspect. But to fix yourself, if someone does every day, goes through the day. Only if he's happy. Yeah. If he's not happy, he can't go through the day. Now he's puttled for going through the day. Everything's okay. First, you have to be happy. That's step number one. We spoke about that already 100 times, right? First, you have to be happy. Before you're happy, you don't do tshuva on anything. First, you're happy, then you do tshuva, you go through the day and everything. Before you're happy, you can't go through the day. Bechlal. Don't try even. You just become sad and depressed. You're puttled from doing tshuva before you're happy. Okay? Defend the head and not do tshuva. It's true, 100%. Before you're happy, you can't do tshuva on anything.
But isn't it good to remember where you fell?
If you're going to be sad, no, it's not good to remember.
Not good to remember.
No.
To say I want to fix it.
No, if you're going to be sad, no. That's if you be happy and fix it, yeah. If you be sad and fix it, you're not fixing anything. Tshuva is from the word return.
So, if you don't do his photo dude for an hour a day, you just shouldn't do it.
What do you mean?
That's what, right? You don't have an hour a day in terms of time.
Do whatever you can.
That's fine. Do what you can.
Do what you can. Rabbeinu said to do 16 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay? But if he didn't do 16 minutes, he don't do anything.
Yeah.
No.
Rabbeinu said a little bit is also good.
Yeah.
What you can. Bilam once said, don't let 10 minutes destroy your hour. If you give more than 10 minutes, at least do that. Instead of giving up.
Yeah, obviously. If a person that.
Shabbat Shalom, Chanukah
Shalom.
It took me over 2 hours to get here. So I'll see how come we take a hit early so I can get home before sundown.
He said, don't let 10 minutes destroy your hour. So that person said, I can't do it now, I won't do even 10 minutes. Do whatever you can.
And if you say, I'm doing 10 minutes, then you say,
I do another 10 minutes, another 5 minutes. Yeah, sometimes that's it. So, Abim said that regarding someone came to him, I can't focus the davening, I can't. But he said, don't focus the whole davening, just focus the first Mizmor Shir. Then just focus on this, then just focus on that, then you'll focus the whole davening. No, obviously, you can do whatever you can. But you should know that Rabbeinu says do an hour. Okay? It's like someone saying, if I don't eat mehadlin, I'll eat treif. That's true. Eat mehadlin, yeah, you need to eat mehadlin. Everyone should eat mehadlin. But if you can't, it's fine. Rabbanut is not treif. At least it's not treif. According to most Muslims. Okay? You do what you can, but you should know Rabbeinu said to do an hour. He's going to do it 60 minutes at least. If you didn't do that, you did something else. But still, you're not a koyfel because you did less. But you should do it now. To hold the stick for both ends.
What if you don't concentrate so well? What if it would take you
1 hour,
it would take you 5 hours?
You do an hour, 60 minutes, and the clock, regardless of what you did during that hour.
So
you say, Aleinu Mikasha before, I'm connecting myself to Tzadikim. Then you sit, and you put regel al regel, and you sit and you smile. You don't read anything, you don't listen to music, unless it helps you focus the talk. Sit and you smile. You don't listen to the class, sit and you smile. After 60 minutes, oh, thank you Hashem that I did an hour, please let me do an hour later. An hour tomorrow too. That's the end, you did an hour, that's what Rabbeinu said to do an hour.
Just sitting and smiling.
Yeah, smile to Hashem is beautiful.
You can just say
like over and over. Like someone came to Abinatan and they were praising someone who's saying he could learn, he knows 1,000 daf Gemara. Yeah. So Abinatan said, he had a student named Oizel. He could say Ribbono Shel Olam 1,000 times an hour. I had a revelation today. Want to hear?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what?
A revelation it's called?
Uh-huh.
It was revealed to me.
Uh-huh.
There's a light of Hanukkah came down. It's coming down now. The whole day. It's not just now. The whole day we're having this light of Hanukkah. Not when you light the candles. Not only when you light the candles. Of course, it has more power when you light the candles. You're in action. But the light of Hanukkah, Rabbeinu writes in the Kutei Maharan, is the light, and it's based on Shulchan Aruch, basically, that is Todah Vodah, is to thank Hashem. Light of Hanukkah, the light of thanking Hashem. That's the light of Hanukkah. It comes down. So, a person might have more difficulties during Hanukkah. More things will go wrong. More wrong than during the year. Why? Why is that? Like we said, in order to grow, how do you know you're growing or you're not growing? How do you know if you're growing or not? When it's difficult, you're growing. So if Hashem wants a person to grow in regarding to thanking Hashem, everything that's going on within his life, so thinking about something which is good, that you see that it's good, it's comfortable, and everything's pleasant, it's easy. Every person has a little bit of derech eretz. He thanks, so you give me a cup of water, thank you. But if you throw a cup of water in my face, I usually don't say thank you. It's much easier to say thank you when someone's helping you and giving you and doing good things for you. But where is it more hard to say thank you? When you don't see the good. Right? When some things look but they're not so good. That's the main thank you. That's why if Hashem wants someone to get to a high level in thanking him, he will give him difficulties. Dafka during Hanukkah where there's more light of thank you coming down to the world. And he'll take that difficulty to the field and he works on that saying, on that thank you. And that's why sometimes during Hanukkah a person might have more difficulties in all kinds of things in life. Dafka, because then he has more of an opportunity to thank Hashem in a higher level, where it's not so easy. And it's a much bigger light, by the way, when someone merits it, he feels it. He feels Hashem and more in him. When you have Dafka saying thank you on stuff which are more difficult. Okay, so I don't write papers like Rabbi Ezra does. I mean, revelations of Yitzhak Bodo. But I can tell you a little bit stuff. Another thing is, another level, right, of doing tshuva. Another level, another. A person has to leave the sin, which means he has to start doing now Yitzhak Bodo, because you cannot leave the sin without paying attention to what you're doing. You can't say I'm going to leave the sin and then go on in life. because he's not going to leave this thing. So he starts working on himself, davening, asking Hashem to help him, and to realize when he falls and when not, right? Then that means he's leaving the sin. It's a process. It could take 10 years. It could take 100 years. It doesn't make a difference. As long as you're working. A person should come to his Bodhi, by the way, without any expectations. The only expectation he has is I want to serve Hashem. Hashem, I'm here to serve you. No expectations. I'm davening for something. I'm happy the fact that I'm davening. How many people in the world don't know that you need to daven to Hashem? The fact that I'm making a connection with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's already my reward. I don't need a salvation. That is my salvation. I'm putting Hashem in my life. My whole me is already a salvation. My whole who I am, I'm going to Hashem, turning to Hashem. But if someone, the salvation already is a side effect if it comes. It doesn't make a difference. No expectations. No disappointments. Forget that. You go. The only expectation is I want to serve Hashem. I'm here to serve Hashem. That's what I want in life. Take me wherever you want, Hashem. Hashem is leading you like this. Right? Like a buba on a string. So you go, I want to serve Hashem. All you want, the main thing is the will. I want to serve Hashem. Do Hashem, do whatever you want with me. Then a person's never... Tell you, last night, I went to sleep early, I went to sleep at 8:30. Supposed to get up for the kaila, right? At night, I go to nightclub. And I got up, I said, I'll sleep another 5 minutes, you know that works, right? So then it was 3, and I said, I only koach. Hashem put me to sleep again, and I got up at a quarter to five. Oh, pretty good, a quarter to five, that's not so bad, that's pretty good. Yeah, but for someone who's used to it too, so a quarter to five, 1:30, I'm used to sleep, quarter to five is a little bit late. Jumped out of bed, I said, Modani, and the Yetzirah, you know what he told me? He told me, I have a word near my bed, Boch Hashem. I didn't put it there, I guess my wife did. So I said, the Yetzirah told me, don't wash your hands near the bed. And I knew he woke up late. That's what he told me. I heard it in my heart. I said, get out, yalla. How do I wash my hands near the bed? I said, Modani? What's that? What did I say the next words? Right away after Modani, I said, Areini Mikasha Hatzmi, and I started doing Buddhas right away. Straight, in Buddhas. I woke up at 4:45. Till the quarter six straight, and now we both got. As I was getting dressed, as I was taking care of myself, six straight, and now we both. Okay, it's with someone that he has to have this awareness of he both do it all the time, always. Besides the hour that he has set, talk with Hashem, connect everything to Hashem, be with Hashem. The awareness that then your learning is different. Your davening is different. Everything is different. You're with Hashem. Only when someone does an hour, he goes every day. The more he does, and an hour is just a little bit, it's just for a person to start working. The more he does an hour every day, the more he will want to do more. More than an hour. An hour, what's an hour? You start working with an hour. Go through the day, takes you sometimes 40 minutes. Depends on the day. Right? What's an hour? Didn't even start working. Then he gets a feeling, Hashem, give me more. I want to do more. I want to be close to you. Okay? Because tefillah works. Tefillah works. God bless us all, Lord Hashem, to get this light of Hanukkah, of thanking Hashem, taking difficulties, and to see Hashem in them. Batzar al-Khaftali, in the narrow places to find Hashem. He's there. He made them. Someone told me the other day, so last word, he had a difficulty, I remember I told you this, he had a difficulty, whatever, and then he got upset, he was working on himself, and he still got upset. It's amazing. It's the best thing. I said, why? Why are you saying that? Because Hashem did it. The person lives like that. Has a happy life. He's in Gan Eden this week. He lived Gan Eden here. Gan Eden is here, Rabbi Nachman says. Gehenom is here. All depends how you see things. Put on Rabbeinu's glasses, Tzadikim's glasses. Everything's so clear and beautiful and nice and bright. If you put on your own glasses, or the filth glasses, that's what you see.